I grew up on Marvel comic books. Not a widespread obsession among preteens in England in the 1970s and 80s, but if you were persistent, a trip from our little rural town in Devon to the nearest city of Exeter yielded a stash of comics which could last you until you'd saved up for your next trip to the big city. And it was Marvel at that time, not DC, but that's a digression. But it was important for all of these superheroes to have one thing, not a cape or spandex or fancy boots, but an origin story. A where they came from tale that explained why they were able to stick to the wall like a spider, or why they turned green and got super strong, or why they could move things with their mind, or whatever. And before I lose you all completely, that's what our Bible stories are doing in today's lessons. There we are, there is a link. They create an origin, a meaning, a mythologizing to add import to the individuals and events that they are seeking to relate. Both of today's scripture stories are doing just that, mythologizing. And I don't mean that as a negative judgment, but they're creating a view of history to which listeners can relate and which shares something of the importance of events which surround the origins not only of individuals, but of people, in Isaac and Rebecca's case, and a movement in the case of Jesus. In the case of Isaac and Rebecca, we are told that their betrothal was not just due to the mores of their society or the practicalities of nomadic survival, but that it was ordained by God. And as one of the patriarch and matriarch couples of Israel's roots, they have to have an origin story. The theme of divine involvement is an important aspect of this origin story of the Hebrew peoples. It is the root of the role of being a chosen people, something which, as I've said before, is a responsibility rather than a status symbol, a responsibility to show what peace, justice, welcome, and inclusion look like, from care to the poor to not excluding the stranger and the alien. And then we move on. I haven't got time in a sermon lit to go into too much detail, so we'll move to the somewhat muddled and roundabout origin story that we find of Jesus in John's Gospel. We've heard something of the origin story of the disciples in the other Gospels in the last few weeks, but John wants to found it and root it all in Jesus. But it is muddled, because the Gospel of John is trying to put into context the new way in which the Spirit is found and understood in the early Christian community. So it says in the text, the Spirit had not yet come because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Even though the work of the Spirit is repeatedly expressed in Hebrew Scripture and by Jesus himself in the account of the other Gospel writings. But here, today, we have an origin story of Jesus being shown to be the Messiah, the Chosen One, through his novel and powerful teachings which none can refute and many don't understand. Not much change there. And when the crowd is seen grappling even within the text as to who this Jesus is, as their mixed messages and half-informed opinions create confusion and bewilderment, something which I've seen plenty of recently, but that can wait for another time. What is important is that these origin stories are there to create, to capture a narrative, to lead people to think in a certain way or to create a response that demands a choice. The author or authors of the Gospel according to John are quite open about that. In John chapter 20, verse 31, we read, "But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name." Our narratives today are just as important. What story are we telling? And what do we want to tell as God's people in this place and this time? What do we hope people are hearing? And what are we showing them and living into? Is our story based on fear, love, expansiveness, insularity, generosity, justice, welcome, anxiety, exclusion, or a mix of all of it? We often struggle to recognize concepts beyond the binary and make life about one choice or another, rather than seeking out the depth and nuance of a story and engaging with a bigger picture. My concern is in this hard time of pandemic that the story we choose to tell is not based on seeking and making connection, on compassion and generosity, as we see people turn inward instead, fearful of one another and the world. I hope that we as individual followers of Christ and as community can tell a story of good news, of hope, of connection, of compassion, rather than a story that is rooted in the origins of exclusion and separation, which the colonial church has specialized in for centuries. Amen.